The advances in AIDS prevention and treatment over the past few years have been phenomenal, and the conference opening in Washington will acknowledge that. But these advances should benefit those most in need, and the conference will have to address that, says Dr. Eric Gooseby, the United States Global AIDS Coordinator.
To do that, we need a partner government who has the will, the capacity, and the ability to mobilize their resources.
The UN AIDS report shows that international AIDS funding has flattened, but 81 countries have increased their domestic investment for AIDS treatment by 50% over the past 4 years. Michelle Sidibe is UN AIDS Executive Director.
We are seeing countries like China who decided now to pay completely for their AIDS response. It's the same for India, Russia, and Brazil, which were not happening. And that is what I think is a new narrative in the AIDS response.
Sidibe says emerging nations have been aggressive in launching new programs for ending pediatric AIDS, increasing access to antiretroviral therapy, and reducing the rate of new HIV infections.
What we need is to make sure that we build a new momentum which will help countries to own their own response. Because AIDS, even if we're calling for ending AIDS, we know that it will not happen tomorrow morning.
Experts say that with 34 million people still living with HIV and with 2.5 million new infections last year, there is still a lot of work to do. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health and a pioneer in the fight against AIDS says, "We now have the medical tools to end this epidemic."
It's the political will and the enthusiasm and the resources that we need to make sure we implement it and scale up to the highest degree possible the implementation of interventions that we know work. We know that because we've proven it. It's no longer guesswork.
AIDS activists say this year's AIDS conference comes on the heels of major victories against the disease. And amid new hope that an end to the AIDS pandemic is finally within reach. Vidushi Sinha, VOA News, Washington.